Welcome to this lecture on Laplace blending. This is an application of image pyramids, which I talked about in the previous lecture. There I talked about pyramids in general, how to build a pyramid. I talked about downsampling, upsampling, which are procedures we need to handle pyramids. I talked about the Gaussian pyramid. And in this lecture, I will concentrate on the so-called Laplacian pyramid with applications in, for instance, image blending, which you will try out in the lab. First of all, let's return to the Gaussian low-pass filter shown here, which is used for the blurring of images, low-pass filtering. I've also previously talked about edge detection using the derivative of the Gaussian, first derivative. But here we are going to also use the Laplacian operator. Do the second derivative, apply the Laplacian operator of the Gaussian filter, this expression here, and this is this figure shows the Laplacian of the Gaussian, which is a bandpass filter. Using these two together, the Gaussian low pass and with the high pass Laplacian operator, will give us a bandpass filter, thus enhancing the frequencies within a given band. An approximation to the Laplacian of Gaussian is the so-called difference of Gaussians, where we take the difference between a small variance Gaussian filter and a large variance Gaussian filter, and we get the difference of Gaussian filter mask, which is very similar to the Laplacian of Gaussian, except that the sign has been shifted, so it's turned upside down. An example of using the difference of Gaussian is shown here. This is an original image. We then blur it and subtract the blurred image, and we end up with an edge-enhanced difference of Gaussian image, which is quite close to what you would get with the Laplacian of Gaussian. In the previous section lecture, I went through the Gaussian pyramid, how we could construct that, starting with the original image, do blurring and downsample to get the next level image in the Gaussian pyramid, blurring, downsample, blurring, downsample. To construct the Laplacian pyramid, which would actually separate the spatial frequencies in the image into separate bands, we start with the lowest level Gaussian image in the Gaussian pyramid. We need the Gaussian pyramid beforehand. Then we rescale the next level image from the Gaussian pyramid. So here we use upsampling, and we take the difference between the two, and we obtain the zero level Laplacian pyramid image, this image here. And then we repeat the procedure for the next level, take the difference between G1 and the rescaled version of G2 to obtain this image, and the difference between G2 and the rescaled G3 image to obtain this image. And finally, we are left with a tiny color image. The L3 is equal to G3. So this is the Laplacian pyramid. And given this pyramid, we can reconstruct the original image by starting at the top of the pyramid with this small image here, and go the opposite way as we did when we constructed the pyramid. We start at the top, we rescale the L3 image, add the Laplacian image from the level below, rescale this, add the next level image again, and rescale, finally, in this case, the whole expression here, add the zero level Laplacian image, and we are back to the bottom level image, the original image in the Gaussian pyramid. Now to image blending. Say we want to mix these two images together along a soft transition zone in the middle. Actually, this could be in any direction. We could have any shapes here, defining how we are going to blend the images. But let's say now we have a vertical edge, rather soft edge here, to try to obtain this image. This is the mask that we use to define the transition between the images. The procedure is as follows. This is now blending based on the Laplacian pyramids as blending. This is now blending based on Laplacian pyramids. A simpler approach would be to do so-called alpha blending, just mixing two images together by computing a weighted sum of each pixel. But this will give much, in general, give much better results, since the Laplacian pyramids separate the images, the edge information, into different bands. High frequencies at the bottom and lower frequencies the higher up in the Laplacian pyramid we get. So now we have two images, say image 1 and image 2, and we have to first crop and resize these images to the same size. We choose a region mask of the same size. Then we create the Laplacian pyramid for the two images by first creating the Gaussian pyramids for the two images, and then from the Gaussian pyramids construct the corresponding Laplacian pyramids. We also have to create the Gaussian pyramid for the region mask. And then we can now blend the two Laplacian pyramids using the masks, both the mask and the flipped mask, to weigh the two images at each level of the pyramid. I will show this next. And then we can finally collapse the resulting Laplacian pyramid to reveal the blended image. So, say this is the Laplacian pyramid of image 1, and this is the Gaussian pyramid of the mask. Here we have the Laplacian pyramid of image 2. And this is the flipped mask of the Gaussian pyramid of the mask. So now we can compute a weighted sum level by level, multiply this image by the corresponding mask at the same level, the other Laplacian image with the corresponding flipped mask at the same level, to arrive at the top level image in the Laplacian blended pyramid, and we repeat the same for all levels separately. So we handle the various frequency bands separately. That's the whole idea here. Let's take an example. Here we have two images, and we have a mask with a more or less diagonal transition zone. And we want to do blending along this zone here, this diagonal. First, we create the pyramid of image 1 here to 6 levels. We then construct the corresponding Laplacian pyramid. And we find we construct the Gaussian pyramid of image 2. And then the corresponding Laplacian pyramid of image 2. And we have to treat the mask in the same way. We are constructing the Gaussian pyramid of the mask. So we see the mask here at different levels, 6 levels in this case. And we have to find the flipped mask by the computing 1 minus g for each level. So this is the flip mask. And then we do this mixing as described before to arrive at the blended Laplacian pyramid here. And here we have the blended pyramid, the Laplacian of the blended image, and then we can do the collapsing by going backwards as described before, and we finally end up with the blended image of the two input images. And this will be the topic for the upcoming lab. So now to the summary. I talked about Laplacian pyramids, starting with the Laplacian filter, how to create the Laplacian pyramid, and how to use it for image blending. Recommended reading here is section 3.5 in Celiski. Thank you again for your patience.